As we do with every one of these conferences so far, we get into an open, relaxed, and receptive state. Not nearly enough can be said for the importance of being in that relaxed and receptive condition. You may have noticed in some of the posts lately, as an example, some of the discussions regarding Jesus. Believe it or not, that's exactly what he did with every one of the people that he helped, was to get them into a deeply relaxed semi-hypnotic state. He was very good at it. And most here know the drill on the relaxation. Should just go ahead and start your breathing and do what you know how to do to get into that relaxed state. And for anybody who is new to this, what we're doing is breathing through the nose, placing a misty sphere of energy right in front of your face. And that is it contains a relaxing energy, and if you breathe it in through your nose, you can channel some of it up into your cranium, and that becomes very relaxing for the head. So go ahead and do that. Tonight its color is a mixture of layers of varying shades of yellow and deep purple. And just continue to breathe evenly and as deeply as you can without it being an effort to do so, because you want the breathing itself to be automatic. So pay attention to it for 3 or 4 breaths and make sure that you have it where you want it, and then just go ahead and put it on autopilot. And then we'll have you put your attention on your forehead and relax it. Now we double check this relaxation, because as you might well be aware, if you go back to it, you might find, oh, it's not quite relaxed completely anyway. And so go ahead and do those double checks as necessary. And now completely relax your eyes. And now your jaw. And now your throat. And as you're breathing, on your next exhale, allow your chest to deflate and relax completely. Now, having done that, scan the rest of your body from the solar plex on down and make sure it's all relaxed, and it should be from the relaxation exercises just given. And now, whatever your position, sitting, lying down, whatever, you are suspended in empty space. And now just allow any sense of your physical body to be de-emphasized, right to the point of fading. And through your breathing, sink deeper and deeper into this infinite cushion of love and support. Emptying your mind completely so that there is no differentiation between what is going on in your mind and the empty space. Your awareness is in. Now I'm going to surround us all with a sphere of energy. We're all in this non-space space together right now, even if you don't see others. I know if you allow your senses to bloom outward from your focal point, you can sense them, can sense us. And in this sphere, we'll travel pretty quickly to Europa. And we're there already. Took just a thought. And even though there's no up, down, side to side, or front or back in the vacuum of space, you could say that Europa is beneath us. Jupiter, in front of me at least, dominates the entire view. From one end of my field of view to the other. And it's slightly elevated from my perceptual position. Europa is a tidally locked moon of Jupiter, which means that like our moon, it doesn't rotate. So only one face is always facing Jupiter. We are on the front edge of that shadow to light line. We're in that zone that makes twilight, in fact, so special, where it's neither light nor dark. That is to symbolically reach deep into us and suggest a burgeoning knowingness of the degrees that exist between polar opposites. And also how a deeply held and largely misunderstood principle of as above, so below actually works. Now in a moment, we're going to begin sinking into Europa through the ice until we find some of its water. Our sphere is going to take us directly in there. Even though the composition is not known exactly of this water, it is nevertheless water, and it's very like the liquid being spewed from Enceladus, under which we took the shower last week. That astral bathing, if you will, is going to do many things to the astral bodies, but will also include the possibility that we can actually go ahead and move into and beyond the surface of this amazing gas giant. I don't know if that's going to be okay for us to do yet. And so we begin our sinking through the surface ice of Europa. And here we have found some water that bears a striking similarity to an astral liquid that I sometimes use in healing work, which on whatever plane it is from is an aquamarine color. It's very crisp. There's a stunning dryness to it. It's very cleansing. And if my intuition is correct, we are to remain here for at least a couple, 3 minutes. I'll go ahead and silence myself. Unless you're being guided to do otherwise, I'm getting some information about the essence of this liquid, where through visualization you can channel it up through the bottom of your chin and visualize it moving through the bottom of the mouth and through the soft palate and up into the head. And there is that location right beneath the hollow of the throat, between the hollow of the throat there at the clavicle and the heart center, that super center we've talked about before. You can breathe the essence of this liquid in and out in that, at that location, and that should be palpable. while we continue this bath, I think we can check with Jupiter. And I'm getting that we're not to penetrate its surface, that there are properties on other planes of those gases that wouldn't necessarily be in our best interest to mingle with. But it's the intelligence of the planet with which we were going to commune anyway. And it's important to know that obviously anybody can use their imagination anytime they like to penetrate the surface of Jupiter, but around here we're very, very cognizant of the multiplanal energies, properties, types, and therefore don't ever overstep anything that is beyond our own comprehension of responsibility. So now we'll allow our sphere to rise up, rising and rising above the icy surface, and we'll begin to move forward until we find the equatorial level, I guess is the way to put it, of Europa and its pull to equatorial Jupiter. Now the first thing that we're now parked, and the first thing I'm getting is the great red spot. And the great red spot, as I'm sure everybody here is familiar with, all you have to do is just let it be visualized in your mind's eye, and then connect it to the alchemy that you have awaiting beside you. And if you haven't done that, you can type something in the Super Beings chat, and we'll give you a minute to go get it together. It was brought to our attention some time ago that Jupiter is has some sort of correspondence as an intelligence and with the makeup of its own matter with the various levels of carbon, and especially, by the way, carbon 7, and that's a discussion for an entirely different day. We are carbon 12 beings as of right now, and really everything in this plane. And this spot, it's almost as though it is a convection point to convey something, be it, it appears to be vibratory in nature, that is going to have an effect on this alchemy, and then very clearly an effect on the various levels of our own carbon going all the way into planes of DNA that are not even physical. And so all that has to be done now is to say, I accept, and that encoding begins. And that however long it takes, it depends on many factors, it might already be done, but while that's doing its thing, we can go ahead and allow ourselves to link up with this immense and beautiful intelligence, this soul intelligence that is embodied by the gases of the great Jovian giant. Okay, now I'm being told that we are to go ahead and drink the elixir thus prepared, and the mood here is one of really sort of twinkling, winky, wait till you see what we got here for you. And I'm being told it's life-changing. And so in drinking this, we toast a sacrament to this intelligence and allow the deep linkage to take place. And then in order to sink in deeper, I'm going to go lie down also. So a toast, drink up. Let's give this 10 minutes and let's make it 11 and I'll be back. There are a few things to cover. And then obviously you can choose to sink right back into this place. And in fact, I don't think that we'll go back anywhere. We'll just leave this sphere right where it is for our use, maybe even for the next couple of weeks. You can just come to it anytime you like and hang out with, on the surface of Europa and commune with Jupiter. We're going to start workshops in phase one of the supersensory training as soon as next week, so watch for those. And don't forget to go find your flower, and as widely as possible, I think we should share that this White Fountain Temple visitation trip is going to take place. So I will build an informational page about it, and then get out an email to the entire membership regarding this page so that it can be pointed to, and it's obvious that anybody we would point to it would want to listen and utilize both of these calls, last week's and tonight's, in preparation. I think that about covers it, so I will unmute everybody and then crack a joke. There will be a quiz on Monday. Multiple choice. What is the composition of the great red spot?
Love.
There you go. And how's that spelled? So, we're finished tonight. If you want to hang in the chat and all that, let's do that. But we're finished, and thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
That was amazing.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Love to all.